This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Then he says, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا مَالَ الْيَتِيمِ إِلَّا بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ حَتَّى يَبْلُغَ أَشُدَّهِ. Don't ever go close to the wealth of an orphan with an ill intention in order to usurp it. Don't ever take from the money that belongs to widows and orphans. Never. Don't steal the money that belongs to others. Here Allah is primarily addressing us about the widows and the orphans. Don't cheat them. Don't deceive them. But by extension, anyone's wealth. You don't eat the wealth of people. And Allah says, as for the orphan, if you are to use some of that wealth for the betterment of the orphan, for the needs of the orphan, yes, it is permissible. When they grow of age, give them their wealth. And Allah says, وَأَوْفُ الْكَيْلَ وَالْمِيزَانَ بِالْقِسْطَ. When you are weighing, make sure that you weigh correctly. Make sure that the scales are done properly. When you're doing business, do not shortchange people. Wow, what brilliant advice given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to us. In this particular list, Allah says, when you do business, be open, be transparent, don't cheat people, don't shortchange people, and you will achieve comfort in that deal. If not, you are in a crisis. La ilaha illallah. Many people are struggling simply because they were shortchanging others. What blessings would you like in the money you're going to consume when others are cursing you for having stolen from them or cheated them or deceived them? So much so that if you want comfort, try to be a merciful person upon the one who's buying from you by fixing a price that is reasonable. Don't rip them off, because that comes, subhanAllah, at a price on its own. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us a blessed understanding.